their catchphrase or whatever, but it totally should be. Did I make that up, or is that a thing that's in my brain because somebody put it there?
That's something you do, is you kind of make up catchphrases for different clients of ours. Like yeah. Total Wireless, when you say it's totally awesome.
Now that's theirs.
Oh,
that's
really?
I didn't make that up.
What about Crew LED? You talk about how, you know, you're a terrible business owner if you don't use Crew LED.
Yeah.
You just made these things up.
If you're a good business owner, you want to save money.
That Pajamagram copy, you made up the whole thing.
No, I did not.
All by yourself.
That's not even right.
Glad the kids weren't here when
I can't believe
you were reading that.
Don't lie. My God. You would have loved it. You would have loved the awkwardness.
So uncomfortable.
You loved it when we sucker Bradley LaCroix into talking about how his marriage
I'm
is always better when his wife has good
I
pajamas.
I did not appreciate it in its time. Sometimes you can't see greatness when you're looking right at it. You only appreciate greatness after the fact. Yes, it's true.
It's funny you mentioned Crude LED because you can get great lighting at Crude LED, and they sponsor the third hour of the program. 401-8506 is the number. If you're a bad business owner, as Kelly just alluded to, then you're not going to want to take advantage of this because you don't care about saving money. Chances are your business is about to go up in flames anyway.
Chances are you're done.
Right? So if you're not done, if you want to be a good business owner, if you already are a good business owner, you're like, why am I not doing this? I could be a better business owner. Crude LED gets you rebates on all kinds of lights and fixtures. LED tube lights, LED high bay fixtures, park and pole light fixtures, 6-inch down lights, just some of the great products that you could get with upfront rebates. If you're a Duke Energy customer, they are there for you. KRUTLED.com, that's CruteLED.com, the website to visit Crute LED. Do you agree with Jeff's point that the committee maybe overvalues a non-conference before we get to these 12 contenders?
Oh, yeah. I've thought that, and I think it was a great call. That's my whole beef with Oklahoma, you know, because we decided they were a good team in November and December.
Well, what about teams that we decided were bad teams in November, December, and now because of the conference schedule, maybe all of a sudden they need a leg up?
But very rarely can a team overcome their November and December. We've seen it with Clemson.
Well, a lot of that.
And I think that's not fair.
A lot of that, you don't
enable teams to overcome the beginning part of a schedule. That was 5 months ago or 4 months ago when it comes to March.
Don't we overvalue non-conference in every sport, though? And the reason I say that is because the non-conference is the one thing that you control. Like, think about Alabama. Didn't we give Alabama credit not for playing a hard non-conference schedule because they didn't, but for scheduling Florida State?
Yeah,
we did. And I'm saying the collective we kind of looked at it like, did we really give them credit for playing 6-6?
But we respect that.
For hurting the quarterback. Like, when they went a couple years ago to play USC.
And we crucified Wisconsin because
they're a terrible non-conference.
They don't play anybody.
If you have good non-conference wins, that means that you had a good non-conference schedule. So I think that's what it means. And also, when you don't look at conference affiliation, like that is pounded into our brains now by people who know what goes on in the room. There is no quota of teams. When you group teams in conference, that is more for informational purposes than in any way, shape, or form trying to tell people how the process works for the committee. The committee is not looking to fill a quota of this ACC is a good league, so we're going to get 10 teams in. They might get 10 ACC teams in, but the reality is they're not looking at non-conference versus conference. They're looking at overall body of work. It's my understanding they don't even look at conference record. So, like, we could be looking at a team that has a 7-11 record in their league, but they have some baller wins in the non-conference, like Arizona State is a perfect example. And so they get in on the strength of that, even though their conference record might not be great. And in the past, we might have said, you got to finish 9-9 or you got to finish 8-8. That's not necessarily the case because of, I think, probably a little bit of how unbalanced the conferences are. So like the Big Ten, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
If you're Nebraska, bless your heart, they've won like 8 of their last 9 and haven't played a tournament team. They haven't played a tournament team in that whole stretch.
And they can't control that.
They can't control it. So what can they control?
They're non-conference.
The non-conference where they win, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. They win these other games, and that's how you get in.
But I think what the caller's point was, he doesn't understand why we punish teams even if they, you know, if they do well in their league, but they didn't do well in the non-conference, or vice versa.
I think it's mostly because they don't draw that distinction.
And I think the comparison between football and basketball doesn't really work, honestly, when it comes to non-conference, because it's just so different. I mean, football, every single game matters. It's, and so does it in basketball. It does to a certain extent, but in football, I mean, if we're talking about getting into the playoff, well, I mean, I don't care. You better have won all your non-conference games at this point, or you might have only lost one, but then you went undefeated in league. I mean, you need one loss.
I mean, there's a reason that Jay Williams always pokes fun at Seth Greenberg, and it's because the Virginia Tech teams, and Buzz Williams is having to do it this year. They always had to overcome a ridiculously bad non-conference schedule. You don't even have to play. I'll give you Clemson's non-conference schedule, okay? They actually break this down. The non-conference Division I RPI and strength of schedule, according to WarrenNolan.com right now, Clemson's non-conference strength of schedule was 56. Now, they play in a good league, so it bumps up a little bit. Here are where Clemson's games rank, okay? This is how easy it is, and I'm saying easy. It's relatively speaking. It's more difficult for a team that's not Duke or Arizona or Kentucky or Kansas that can call up the other Blue Bloods and be like, hey, you guys want to go to the Champions Classic up in Chicago and just flaunt our millions in front of everyone and play each other? That'll be great. All right, great. Well, you bring the tea, I'll bring the crumpets. Okay, goodbye. And they all get on a conference call and they all talk like that. You want to go to Madison Square Garden to a 16-team round robin with the 16 richest schools in the nation? Okay, bye. Like, that's their conference call. And you get Villanova and you get, I don't know, UCLA and you get all these guys. Like, it's easy for those teams to have a difficult non-conference. It's more difficult for a team that's not great, that's in a location that people don't want to have home and homes with, for a league that maybe doesn't have an affiliation like an ACC Big Ten Challenge. And sometimes you get screwed on that too. We've seen a matchup that looks real good and then it ends up not being as good.
Or you end up just kind of lucky with Clemson and Ohio State.
Yes.
I mean, they both played each other. It both helped their RPIs and they both happened to have much better seasons than the previous year.
Here's where Clemson's games and the non-conference stack up, okay? Now, again, this is a team with a 56 non-conference strength of schedule. Which, if Nebraska had the 56 non-conference strength of schedule, they'd probably be a tournament team. Here's how easy it is to make it happen, okay? And a lot of this, again, you don't know the future, but you don't have to know that much. At Ohio State is their number one non-conference game. That is a quadrant one game for Clemson, okay? Other quadrant one game was neutral floor against Temple, whose RPI has shot up recently. That's now become a quadrant one game again. That's a loss. Louisiana was third. If you think a team is going to win their league or compete for their league championship, you put them on your...
Schedule them.
That, Brad Brynell says that. They did it with Samford. They thought
Samford was... Because I called that game. I mean, they had won 20 games the year before. They were going to be a great team. Then they had tons of injuries.
Yeah.
And one guy had mono. I mean, it was a whole deal.
Second tallest head coach at Clemson
right.
this year.
Oh, yeah. He was huge. Point is, Clemson tried to schedule, even when you're playing your mid-majors, which you have to play, you schedule a team like UNC Wilmington, you know, a team that you know is going to compete and help you RPI-wise.
Right, so Louisiana is a quadrant two. You got Florida neutral floor, which is basically a road game, quadrant two. You got South Carolina quadrant two at home. That's five. You played 12. You didn't even have to play half of your non-conference games in the first two quadrants to have a really good strength of schedule. You get Hofstra on a neutral floor, which that's almost a quadrant two, but it's a quadrant three right now because they're 105. They got to get in the top 100 to be quadrant two. You get UNC Asheville at home. And then the rest of your non-conference is Western Carolina, Ohio neutral floor, North Carolina A&T, Texas Southern, Samford. You can have like half of your non-conference schedule be free wins. You can have two-thirds of your non-conference schedule be for all intents and purposes, free wins. But you need those three or four games right. that are going to boost that RPI. They're going to boost that strength of schedule, and you need to win a couple of them.
Maybe this is off base, but I don't think it's that hard.
That's what I'm saying.
To schedule, of your non-conference, four or five quality games. Is it that difficult?
Now, you do have to guess a little bit.
Sure, sure.
Like coaching changes. And some of it, like I said, Clemson didn't schedule Ohio State. The ACC and Big Ten scheduled that for them. But Florida, you can guess yep. that Florida is going to be pretty good. You can look at Louisiana and what they had coming back from last year, and you can guess they're going to be pretty good. You guess that Samford's going to be pretty good. They weren't. So you got to do enough guessing right that it creates a good schedule if you're not Duke, Kentucky, Kansas, UCLA, you know, Oklahoma, some school with some pizzazz that can just roll to whatever big city decides they want to host a tournament right now and get together with like eight other great teams and go, let's all boost each other's RPI. over fine caviar. Let's go to Reed in Greenwood, who's up with us next. Reed, what's going on?
Hey, this is Lee from Greenwood.
Oh, what's up, Lee?
Just wanted... Oh, doing good, man. Doing good. Just wanted to just share a thought or two. You know, the one thing I think about this Clemson team, and especially with the scheduling that you guys have been talking about, you know, a lot of times when we get this point of the year, we start, you know, breaking down the quality wins and, you know, the big losses and or the bad losses, I should say, of what stands out. You know, you really can't – I think one thing that helps also Clemson this year is, you know, they really don't have – a true bad loss. Now, I know they have the blowout number against Virginia, and with extenuating circumstances that game was at Virginia too. But really beyond that, there's really not a game that you could say, oh, wow, they just tanked, because you think about teams like Pittsburgh and Notre Dame and, you know, teams like that they really just, you know, they put away. I think kind of helps them a little bit. And then the other thing about it, and I'll take this off there, but just want to see what you guys thought about if they have to go through, say, like Virginia in the top half of that bracket again, what do you think their chances will be a second time around, especially getting them on a neutral court? And I'll take it off there. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks very much, Lee. We appreciate that. I don't think Clemson matches up well with Virginia without Dante Grantham. I think to beat Virginia, you got to make like 10 threes, and you got to have some guys that are willing to go in there and get rebounds. Because they will give you some rebounds because of the way they defend and the way their team looks this year. One thing that we've learned, I think, over the course of time is that probably, per possession, Dante Grantham was at least Clemson's second-best rebounder. At least Clemson's second-best passer. And definitely its most efficient scorer. So without Dante Grantham, here's what you have. You have Elijah Thomas and some question marks rebounding. You have Shelton Mitchell and some question marks passing. And you have nobody with the effective field goal percentage that Dante Grantham had. You look still at the effective field goal numbers that Dante Grantham has put up. He's ranked 93rd in the country in offensive rating. He's a 63.2% effective field goals. He's dropped out of qualifications. But if you look, the next highest on Clemson's team among qualifying players is Gabe DeVoe at 56.9% effective field goals, which is a weighted number that takes into account twos having less value than threes. He's more than 6 points better than anybody else currently playing on Clemson's roster in terms of the efficiency and effectiveness with which he scored the basketball. So you take that out of your lineup against a team like Virginia that makes you, above all else, be efficient. Virginia's not going to score a lot of points, but they play a low number of possessions, and so they thrive on your inefficiencies because they know that they're going to be efficient.
They force you to be efficient.
Yes.
To beat Virginia, you have to be your most efficient on that given night. And I just don't know if it's possible for Clemson to be as efficient as it possibly could be without Dante Grantham. And also the depth part. Against Virginia, I think you need a bigger rotation than Clemson has right now, or at least that we've seen in recent games, to withstand what they do defensively. And, I mean, I would love to have seen what that game would look like without or with Dante Grantham, or if Clemson gets Virginia in the tournament on a neutral floor, what it would look like with Dante Grantham. And, again, I've said this before, I find myself thinking, you know, what would Clemson look like with Dante Grantham? And you just, there's no point in thinking like that, but it is kind of, I mean, it's a bummer when you think about it, because he would make this team better.
Oh, no question.
Doubt. He did.
When we come back, we'll get to the 12 teams that ESPN says has a chance to win it all. And we'll kind of do a quick little diagnostic. We won't dive too much into it because we got plenty of time to do that.
Let me put it this way. This was published. I printed this out on February 20th. There are some teams that are definitely not on this list anymore.
You think so?
I think so.
All right. We'll evaluate that. Also, a couple of football notes that are interesting. We'll just kind of get in and get out of those. Also, you don't want to see the spreadsheet I've concocted for these conference tournaments. I nerded out.
Could you give us maybe, is there any sort of bowl manifesto that comes with March Madness?
No. No.
No.
No, you got to tune into the show for that.
I do want to tease this. Our bracket challenge is happening again this year at WCCP.
More brackets.
So stay tuned. I actually was in contact with the bracket man yesterday.
The bracket,
and
man.
We are getting the bracket up and running, and you can participate and compete against our hosts. The winners will get prizes, awesome prizes that will be announced soon. So just stay tuned for information on that.
That sounds like a Weird Al parody of Rocket Man, Elton John.
You know, I have
Rocket Quark, Man.
You know how many people they say they have, you know, they have a, or I guess Barney has this. Barney Stinson on How I Met Your Mother. He has a guy for everything.
Yeah.
You have your suit guy. You have your car guy, whatever. I have a bracket guy that handles all my bracket issues. And it's a very important, I mean, it's a speed dial. He's on the favorites.
You know, we're having an argument at this restaurant, and we just need a quick bracket. If you can just, have that ready for us in like 5 to 10.
Let me call my bracket guy. We'll handle it. We'll get it handled.
All right, stay with us. More to come Out of Bounds. We'll talk more round ball with you. We'll also talk a little football when we return. More Hour 3 next.
B4 Outdoors is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that provides veterans, wounded war heroes, at-risk youth, and the disadvantaged and disabled with life-changing outdoor experiences through hunting and fishing. Their first annual turkey hunting tournament fundraiser is set for April 7th. Great prizes and the awards banquet barbecue dinner are included. For information on tournament registration, sponsorships, or donations, or just to find out more about B4 Outdoors, log on to b4outdoors.com. Letter B, number 4, outdoors.com.
Need to travel? Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
Let Zero Res take care of your home the way it should be. Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning Extreme clean like new carpets. No one can clean like Zero Res because they use empowered water and leave no residue behind. Mention my name, Mickey Plyler, and receive 3 rooms for only $119 and a free hallway. Call 864-558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com to make your appointment. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
If you're looking for a truly unique gift idea for yourself or a friend, step inside Purple Haze. With locations in Clemson and Anderson, that's where I got my nose pierced, and so can you. After all, you're a leader, not a follower. So take advantage of the jewelry, posters, glassware, and more, like the huge drop in prices on a lot of their select inventory. Do like I did and get your nose pierced at Purple Haze. Truly unique and waiting for you. Purple Haze, with locations in Clemson and Anderson.
This is Clay, owner of Easley Lawn and Garden, and your local Husqvarna dealer. Now is the ideal time to get your Husqvarna riders, mowers, trimmers, and blowers in for preseason maintenance. While you're at it, ask about liquidation programs on last year's Husqvarna equipment, as well as upcoming deals on the new line of homeowner and commercial Husqvarna riders, mowers, trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws. Thanks to you, Easley Lawn and Garden had its best year ever last year. As your local Husqvarna dealer, I, along with my family and staff, look forward to taking care of you for years to come. Take advantage of 0% financing while available with approved credit. See the entire lineup of Husqvarna products available at Easley Lawn and Garden. Husqvarna and Easley Lawn and Garden, a part of the local community for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated, 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley, online at easleylawn.com.
Anderson Area Touchdown Club invites you to help honor our high school players of the year and coach of the year at our annual football awards banquet. Guest speaker is the University of Georgia's head coach, Kirby Smart. Join us February 28th at 7 p.m. at the Anderson Civic Center, where doors open at 6 p.m. and the meal lines open at 6:30 p.m. Advance tickets can be purchased cash only at Dillard's Sporting Goods on Whitehall Road or at Grady's Great Outdoors on Clemson Boulevard. To purchase advance tickets by card, call 616-6471.
Nobody knows your car the way you do. The way it handles and tracks with mudders, not all terrains. How it only sounds right with a custom exhaust and wouldn't ride the same without air suspension. Or how you had it painted pearl candy red, not just red. Because yeah, there's a difference. We know your car isn't just a car. It's a 3,000-pound extension of you. When your passion meets our inventory, you can do anything. Thousands of parts make your car, and they're all right here at eBay Motors.
Who says you can only have a President's Day sale on President's Day? 413 Design Studio wants to extend your savings to Wednesday, February 28th with 20% off anything in store. You can grab a purse for the big game or a one-of-a-kind restored antique piece for your home. This store has something for everyone. Come by and see us at 136 West Front Street in Liberty, South Carolina, where we believe we can do all this through Him who gives me strength.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. For a link to apply with this special discount, just text RADIO to 246810. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. So if you have good to excellent credit, text RADIO to 246810 for your link to apply with a special interest rate discount. Just text RADIO to 246810. That's the word RADIO to 246810.
Subject to credit approval, rates include 0.5% auto pay discount available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for important information about limits on LightStream loans. Standard text messaging rates apply. Do not text while driving.
The most versatile tandem in sports talk, Kwok and Kelly on Out of Bounds right here on 105.5 The Roar.
Can't stop, won't stop. Bo, Mike, go, stop. Nope, going back the other way.
And now, William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
I don't like your little games, don't. Like your tilted stage.
No time to waste with Taylor. We got to talk contenders. 654 Roars, the number on the Northern Communication phone lines. And I know that hurts your heart for me to say that, but I mean it with all my heart and soul. That we don't have time for Taylor today.
I will sacrifice.
We got to rock it.
For the good of the show.
The 12 teams that ESPN said like 2 weeks ago that they can win the championship. As Zach Orr. I think Zach Orr, when we said champions, he just teleported over here.
I just waved at Zach for 5 seconds.
Yeah, and he didn't say anything. You had the happiest look in your face, and now you're sad.
Zach is wearing his classic West Virginia hockey shirt. He wears that all the time.
Touche.
Oh man.
Who are the 12 teams, Kelly? I'm gonna give you the old rundown on them.
And you tell me if they should be off this list, because there's definitely one that is out.
Okay.
And I think you'll agree.
Okay.
You'll realize. The first one, legitimate national title contenders.
Yep.
Legitimate. Villanova.
Okay, Villanova's a yes. But Villanova's also 3-3 in the last six. KenPom has the four factors that he comes up with, and they are predictors. They're not foolproof, but they're predictors of winning on offense and defense, and Villanova is a positive on 6-8. Villanova's good on 6-8. So I say yes. Villanova is legitimate. They're number one in effective field goal. They're number one in adjusted offense. Fantastic.
Okay, great.
What are you a hostage?
I don't know
there?
What's
like,
happening.
What is going on?
Ben is standing on my right and Zach on my left, and I feel either like they're here to protect me or hurt me, I don't know.
It's probably because they know you're about to say Duke in just a second, and I want to make sure you give responsible Duke commentary.
You know when you have the angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other?
Yeah.
I have Ben, the angel. And I have Zach, the devil. And they're both sitting on my shoulders.
Did you pick the one that signs the checks? That was fantastic. That was very well done. That you picked the one that has more authority over you.
You know,
that was well done. Over the guy.
There's a lot going on right here, sorry.
Over the guy that you like is a peer of yours.
You know, Zach is a close personal friend.
Right.
And
fan of the show.
We are great friends. However, Zach doesn't sign any of my checks, so yeah.
The good, I want to know, talks, is he wearing the mocks? The guy rocks the mocks like all
no,
day long.
No, but he is wearing that West
Sunday.
Virginia hockey shirt.
You know what? Broadcasts are better when he rocks the mocks.
Speaking of money talks, we'll get to some of those teams on this list.
Yeah.
Back to legitimate national title contenders. I agree with you on Villanova. What about Virginia?
Virginia's up there.
Yeah, they definitely are.
They are per possession. They are really good offensively. Here's the issue with Virginia, okay? They shoot a very high percentage from the foul line, but they don't shoot any free throws because they wait and get like the best shot they can. So it's almost like they don't even take advantage of that skill that they have, where they shoot 76%, they're top 40 in the country in free throw shooting, but they only shoot it about a quarter of the time. So they're not shooting free throws. Only four teams in the country shoot free throws less frequently than Virginia does. They also give up a lot of Or they don't rebound the ball very well offensively.
And there is that overwhelming, or not overwhelming, I would say just the dark cloud that hangs over them a bit with their lack of postseason success.
I know that there are certain characteristics of teams that can beat Virginia, but the number one characteristic is you have to maximize every single opportunity. Mm-hmm. They make you do that. They make you grind.
Which is tough to do if you, let's say you're playing them in the second round or the Elite Eight. And you're playing after one day rest against Virginia. I mean, that's just difficult.
Mentally, they wear you out because they make you guard for 25 seconds. Even if you're, whether you're guarding well or poorly, they're still going to make you do that 25 seconds. And was that me? Was that me? No, it wasn't me. I don't know what that was. Boy, we got random devices exploding here on the program. I don't even know what that was. Anyway.
Anywho. Yeah. All right. There's the next person on this list, next team. I feel even more confident about their contending status now than I did a week ago when this article, when I printed it out, Kansas.
Kansas is still a little bit, they're a little bit troublesome to me because they did play poorly for so long, because they don't shoot foul shots very well. And in fact, they have some like dead in the water, no chance free throw shoot. Even though Azubuike's gotten better, some team's going to hack Udoka, okay? He is 42% from the line. Now, he's the best two-point shooter in the country. He shoots almost 78% from two, which is remarkable.
Yeah. He leads the nation with that.
But he shoots 42% from the foul line. I feel like some team is going to make him come out of the game because they foul him. Some deep team that they play. There are ways to beat Kansas. They also are very reliant on a three-point shot. Very reliant on three. And they don't shoot a lot of free throws, much like Virginia.
And Kansas has that aura over their head just like Virginia with their lack of postseason success recently.
They have won five in a row. They did beat Texas last night. It is a little bit, though, it's hard to take super serious that, well, they beat Oklahoma by 30. That was big time. That West Virginia game that we kind of feel like they got cheated. And Texas Tech winning by two with, Keenan Evans was out. Or he was hobbled for Texas Tech.
Yeah, he played.
Yeah,
and again,
he was hobbled, though.
I was impressed with that Kansas win over Texas Tech. I was unimpressed with how Texas Tech choked it away, but I was impressed with Kansas.
Gag.
All right, what about Duke?
Duke can win it.
Mm-hmm.
Duke can win it. They offensive rebound. They get second chance. So they shoot well, but when they don't, they put it back. That's why they're efficient offensively.
Oddly enough, I see, correct me if I'm off base with this or if you don't see it, but I see some similarities between this Duke team and the 2015 team. In that there were times where they looked out of sync. There were times where you could tell they were all one and done. But down the stretch, they put it together.
Two things about this team that I like, and I think there are some similarities there, but this one in particular on the defensive end, KenPom ranks them 13th in the country in adjusted defense, which is a remarkable improvement from where they were 3 weeks ago. They block a lot of shots and steal the ball fairly well without fouling. They're third in the country in foul rate defensively. So they do not foul, they block a bunch of shots, and they steal the ball. They are 11th in two-point defense and still 52nd in three-point defense. They don't have to sacrifice one for the other, which is just, I mean, it's just tremendous. They don't force a lot of turnovers, but when they do, they're stealing the ball. So they're not, you know, they're not forcing shot clock violations, and they're not, you know, they're not, their opponents aren't getting called for travels and stuff. They're basically, when they force turnovers, it's stealing the ball. And so they get runouts and quick transition points. And I still kind of think they were better than Virginia Tech last night. Virginia Tech won the game, but I thought they were the better team last night.
Michigan State.
I like Michigan State. I think I like Michigan State.
Can they contend for a title?
Well, yes, they can. I still like Michigan State better than they're playing, if that makes sense. They do everything well, except they turn it. They get sloppy with the ball, and they don't force turnovers at all. I think this is the first time Izzo team I've ever seen that, like, refuses to force turnovers. Their turnover rate is an abomination. They have Miles Bridges, who's outstanding. Jaren Jackson is tremendous inside. I wonder, maybe Cassius Winston is good enough. He's a very efficient player. He also assists really well. I think that, along with your boy Tum Tum, who is still back.
I love Tum Tum.
He's still there. Old Tum Tum there. I think that and a guy like Matt McQuaid, who's been in the battles a little bit, it's generally speaking a young team, but they have some older veteran players that can provide a little bit of steadiness, stability.
What does it say about your league, the Big Ten, when Michigan State is 28-3 and only 14th in the RPI?
They don't play anybody.
They don't.
The Big Ten is full of free wins this year.
They don't at all. They've played 6 Group 1 games or 3-3.
The bottom two-thirds of the league, terrible.
The second Big Ten team in this contending discussion is Purdue.
Purdue can do it because they can go inside the Haas and they can shoot the three. I do wonder, it's no secret now that the way you beat Purdue is that you guard Haas 1-on-1, which if you're a team that can guard Haas 1-on-1, more power to you. But they lost 3 in a row and then beat Penn State by 3, and the secret was out. If you guard Haas 1-on-1, then you can also guard the shooters. If you have to double Haas, their shooters will make shots. But it's all about how you can defend Haas. So if a team can put a 6'10 or a couple 6'10s on Haas, they're not going to win. But if teams have to help down on them and do some different things, cheat on defense a little bit, then they're going to eat your lunch with the throw into the post and kick out for threes.
Depends on the matchup with Purdue.
It does, but they're capable.
They are. I agree. And they made a run last year, a decent run. Elite Eight for Purdue last year?
I believe. Let me check that real quick. Sure. I believe they did go to the Elite Eight because we talked about how they beat that rap. They got blown out in the Sweet 16 by Kansas.
We talked about, remember we did the mascot thing for the Sweet 16,
yeah.
And we talked about the Boilermaker.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get into that later.
Woof.
All right. I have a few more actual national title contenders. Legitimately could win the national title. North Carolina. What do you think of the Heels?
North Carolina's in there because of Barry's guard play. If Barry's in foul trouble, they struggle.
And their experience. I mean, they've played in 2 straight natties.
Luke, I still think this, and maybe I'm undershooting Luke May. You know I've
As
been undershooting
usual.
Luke May all year long. To me, if he's your best player, you're not winning. Was he their best player last year?
No.
No. I feel like a lot of games, Luke May is your best player. I think your best player has to be Joel Berry, and maybe your best scorer has to be Cameron Johnson, because he's shooting, 40? He's at 35% from 3, but every time I watch him shoot, he must be going 1-for-9 in games I don't watch, because I'm not sure I've seen him miss in 3 weeks. Kenny Williams has got to shoot it well, and he has been. But I think it's all about Berry, and then if you get good minutes from Manley, because without Manley, you really don't have anybody inside that can protect the rim. They do a good job team-wise of doing that, but I worry about this team on one-day rest. If Manley's not playing well, can they protect the rim without fouling, you know, back-to-back games in there, the round of 32 and in the Elite Eight?
I love their experience, and I think on this list, they're the one team that I would have said no as a contender in December and January, and yes in February.
Pinson is a baller
their
right now, too.
Their evolution and how much better they've gotten. It has been really impressive to me with Carolina.
Yeah, I agree with that.
What about Gonzaga?
Gonzaga, no. They can't win it.
This Gonzaga team, I don't think they have the guard play they had last year.
No, I'm
surprised they're on this list.
I'm sorry. What they do is they score in the paint and they defend the paint really well, which works in their league. What I'm concerned about is those guys that score in the post, the 6'9s, the 6'10s, the 6'11s, look like everybody else's 6'9s, 6'10s, and 6'11s.
Gonzaga has played just 4 Group 1 teams.
I'm not buying it this year. Last year you could see it because
last
you knew
year
the names and you knew
it.
The players. I'm not buying it this year.
Yeah,
I'm not going to fall for it.
I think we both would disagree with that.
Yeah.
And then this is the one that I say I think you take off the list. Arizona.
Arizona.
Without Sean Miller.
Without Miller and without Alonzo Trier. Suspended the second time because of PEDs.
And then we're not sure about Ayton. I mean, it appears, I guess, he's going to get to keep
playing. Sean Miller's supposed to meet at some point, I think either late this week or maybe early next week before the tournament with administration officials and
just
try to sort out
figure
his future
out how
there.
Many zeros on his buyout.
Pretty much. How about, did we even talk about this yesterday? How Sean Miller basically doubles his buyout, which at the appropriate time, I'll go in on that because that tells me that Arizona institutionally is caught up in this mess.
Mm-hmm. They were almost planning for it.
Right. If they're willing to pay double, basically what that says is we're about to put you in a precarious spot, and so we're going to compensate you for the risk that you just took on our behalf. I think that proves that Arizona's shady because otherwise it makes no sense why you would pay a guy $10 million for being fired with cause and $5 million for being fired without cause.
I feel a little bit of a hotel rant coming on tomorrow about that.
A little bit. That might be. That might be reading the tea leaves. Like, that makes me furious. That we're going to, because Sean Miller may have done this, you know, what he's accused of doing, whatever. But to act like the administrators are like, gosh, we would never have known this. I mean, what? How else does it make sense that you would do that other than your institution told the coach you're going to take on some risk, and because of that risk, you're going to get a heftier buyout? That's crazy. What makes sense to me. But I would say no without Trier and without Miller, even though those two, Ristich and Ayton, my gosh, I would not want to be a post player from another team having to guard them. That high-low combination is fierce. Unbelievable.
Three more in this contender list. We'll run through them real quickly. Texas Tech.
No.
Not enough
scoring. It's Virginia light, and if we doubt Virginia's ability, I would say they're going to run out of gas at some point. Very good season. Love what they do defensively, maxing out their talent, all this stuff. But they could get to the Sweet 16, I think. But their lack of scoring is going to be a problem.
For sure. Completely agree. And then Wichita State.
They are playing better right now. I mean,
contending for a national title.
They do the things well that you're supposed to do. If they contend for the national title in the MVC, they can contend for a national title in the American that better equips people for the championship. I'm okay with them because they, you know, I mean, they're 13-3 right now. They're a game behind Cincinnati. But if you're in Cincinnati's ballpark, is Cincinnati not on this list?
No.
Wichita State's on the list and not Cincinnati.
Correct.
Even though Cincinnati, now they beat Cincinnati. They just beat them. They got to play them at home this weekend.
Final game of the regular season.
Coming up Sunday. But they went to Cincinnati and, well, to the place that Cincinnati's playing right now. And, well, I mean, I think that's a pretty good omen, but I'm worried that I think Cincinnati's a tougher out than Wichita would be, personally.
We'll monitor that. I don't think Wichita or Cincinnati are on my list, though. But it is weird that Cincinnati's on the, you know, second tier, the ones that they left off. The final contender they have on this list is Xavier.
Xavier is one of those teams that you kind of like in theory more than practice, I feel like. They don't guard as well. That's the thing about Wichita State. They don't guard as well. They score better than teams have in the past, but they don't guard as well. And I'm always, especially when your DNA is guarding, like Xavier's DNA is guarding a little bit. Wichita's DNA is guarding. They don't guard as well as they have in the past. And so I don't like that identity crisis a little bit there where you're trying to change who you are.
But according to Chris Mack, they're clean. So that's a positive.
Yeah, okay.
With his statement.
All right. I like Chris Mack, but okay, pal. All right. Is that it?
Those are the contenders. Allegedly.
We should have given the cha-ching to the contenders. We should have done that. Maybe
it was
later.
Implied. We talked about Arizona for Pete's sake.
All right, final segment of the program. We got some football notes for you.
Ooh, including, these are fun. Well, and one that's about our dear friend Bruce Pearl as well.
Yeah,
but
Bruce
also
Pearl
some
nugget,
football notes.
And then one of Jimbo Fisher's former players went in. We'll discuss. Stay with us. More to come. Out of Bounds in a moment.
The Clemson men's basketball team will play its final home contest of the season this Wednesday night when they host the Florida State Seminoles in Little John Coliseum. The Tigers look to close out the ACC home season on a high note. Pregame begins at 8:30 p.m. with a 9 p.m. tip-off on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Clemson Tigers men's basketball on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, 105.5 The Roar, WCCP.
If you have problems with the IRS, don't trust your personal information to a stranger on the other end of a 1-800 number. The Green Law Firm is local and looking out for you. For a free strategy session, call 271-7940.
Tiger fans, ready to stretch game day into game weekend? With a bamboo court townhome style condo, you can. Enjoy 3-bedroom, 2-bath comfort near downtown Clemson. Eliminate that long drive after tailgating and forget expensive hotels. Bamboo Court is pre-selling now, starting at $195.5. Invest with family or friends and keep your game gear close to campus. Learn more about Clemson's newest townhomes at TomWinkup.com or call Susie at 864-303-8070 today. Bamboo Court is a Tom Winkup development.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
I'm Eddie Bennett. Thank you for helping me and my associates grow our business into its 18th year. Without you, we wouldn't have been able to become the go-to dealer for Link Belt equipment. We're proud to offer equipment rental, sales, and repair, in many cases right there on your job site. And you've enabled Bennett Equipment to grow into a third location in Seneca. We're online at BennettEquipment.net. Thank you, and remember, if you need to rent it from Bennett.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
When you ride the Cat Bus, it has the triple effect of helping to reduce our dependence on foreign oil. Cat Bus lessens our impact on our environment, and riding the Cat Bus helps stimulate economic growth and development by creating green jobs. Cat Bus saves money. Cat Bus saves energy. Cat Bus saves our planet. Download the Cat Bus app today or go online at catbus.com for more information. Serving Clemson, Seneca, Central, and Pendleton. Cat Bus. Cat Bus. Cat Bus. Save money. Save energy. Save the planet.
The South Carolina Football Hall of Fame Legend Speaker Series presents William the Refrigerator Perry and Michael Dean Perry March 1st at the Embassy Suites at Verde. The Perry brothers' storied careers at Clemson and their combined 20-year careers in the NFL have made them one of the most incredible family duos in sports history. Don't miss your chance to get up close and personal with these football legends. The South Carolina Football Hall of Fame Legend Speaker Series, presented by Ingles. For more information and to purchase your tickets, visit scfootballhof.org/shop.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. For a link to apply with this special discount, just text radio to 246810. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. So if you have good to excellent credit, text RADIO to 246810 for your link to apply with a special interest rate discount. Just text RADIO to 246810. That's the word RADIO to 246810.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for important information about limits on LightStream loans. Standard text messaging rates apply. Do not text while driving.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider. From the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Out of Bounds is on the air. 105.5 The Roar.
The crowd is really excited tonight.
They know what's at stake, Dick.
Yep, getting their home team into the NBA.
Now I'm talking about free corn dogs.
Oh, that's right. It's free corn dog night.
Now back to Qualk and Kelly.
Final segment of Out of Bounds today is brought to you by Retirement Funding Advisors, our good friends over at RFA. They want to create and maintain a successful retirement plan for your business. And they know it takes time, it takes a commitment, They're here to help. And as the retirement landscape shifts, they can help you with all your questions, give you the answers you need to be successful with your retirement plan. So give them a call, 864-252-4694. Visit them online, retirementfa.com. And Carson over at RFA wants to remind listeners that the Greenville Clemson Club is hosting their 2018 Oyster Roast on Thursday, March 15th from 6 to 9 p.m. Sponsorships and tickets are still available. General admission, only $35, and you get to go and hear from CJ Spiller and Jay Guillermo, plus some more guests. So make sure you check that out. The Greenville Clemson Club's 2018 Oyster Roast. Just going to be a lot of fun. Sponsorships available and going to be a great event.
Excellent. Thanks very much, Kelly. We have more baseball tickets to give away?
We do. And four more. We're kind of trivia'd out. So here's what we're going to do.
Yeah. It's also like 8 minutes.
This game starts in an hour and 9 minutes. So if you want the tickets and you can use them, call us right now.
Just call
us.
We'll give them away for free.
864-654-7627.
You don't have to know anything. You don't have to know jack about nothing. You just want tickets.
Call.
It's all about desire at this point. Just how great defense is played. Speaking of defense, one thing about Florida State coming up in just a little bit. Kelly found this. This is quite fascinating. This hour is also brought to you by our friends at Locomart. On my way out of town today, guess what? You're going to have to stop at Locomart, get some great food, some great drinks, a little snack action there. They sell craft beer in there if that's your deal. They're also open late, and last but not least, certainly not least, in fact, probably more like first, they have the best gas on the planet, that Marathon gas that makes your engine run as smoothly as anything that has ever been invented, ever, anywhere. Marathon, fueling the American spirit at Locomart. Go by and see the folks there. Wonderful, friendly staff on Highway 93 off of 123 in Clemson. Go by and check them out there. Couple games to watch tonight before we get to a couple of football notes here in the final few minutes. Auburn plays at Arkansas tonight. That's a 9 o'clock SEC Network game. Tennessee is at Mississippi State as well. That's another good one. 7 o'clock SEC Network. Florida plays at Alabama. Should be a close one. Oklahoma travels to Baylor. Can Oklahoma win a game of consequence? We don't know. We haven't seen it in like 6 weeks or longer. I don't know. Missouri Vanderbilt is tonight as well. Should be fun. Mizzou kind of on the bubble there. Let's see. Kansas State TCU is tonight, 9 o'clock ESPNU. Oklahoma State, Iowa State. How about Miami at North Carolina? Big game for Miami. Bubble in right now for Miami. Pretty solidly in at this point. But if they win at North Carolina, first of all, it would help Clemson because that win against Miami is currently quadrant two, but it's very close to quadrant one. And so if you're a Clemson fan, you're definitely rooting for the Canes tonight in Chapel Hill. All right, Kelly, take us through this last segment. Like what we got to shut down the show.
Okay, do you want my crazy basketball note first or a crazy football note?
Crazy basketball note first, yeah.
All right, so we know Auburn has had some issues with the recent FBI probe and all that good stuff, the assistant coach issues. We know that Auburn, there seems to be something going on down there. And we know Bruce Pearl's history. So when they played at Florida on Saturday, they lost. The Auburn Tigers were heading to their locker room and some of the students were throwing money at them and chanting FBI.
Yes, they did.
Kind of funny, kind of clever, especially if you're not throwing a bunch of money because who's just throwing money away, right? You thought it would stop there.
The idiots at Florida, that's who. That's who are throwing money away. What idiots?
The funny part here, though, the money, although considered a marginal amount, was enough for Coach Bruce Pearl to decide he wanted to take no chances as it relates to potential NCAA implications. Here's his quote.
This is awesome.
Here's the quote from Bruce. It was real money, and I think there was $5 to $6 out there. And because, you know, we're compliant, we've actually turned that money over to compliance. Really, I don't know. It was $5 or $6, but our people have the money. I don't know what they're going to do with it. Probably give it to charity. But we've already self-reported.
First of all,
Bruce, come on, Bruce.
If you're a Florida fan and your fans are throwing money at players, like, are you serious? Is there anything, like, you know, like, think to yourself, the dumbest story you, like, criminal, like, you see criminals all the time. Like I saw some story from Australia, like, a former Freemason sitting in his car naked saying that he, you know, killed a possum or some nonsense, whatever. like somebody blackout drunk behind the wheel of a vehicle. Like, if you think of the craziest thing that you've seen, like the dumbest criminal you've ever seen, guy steals security camera, forgets to turn it off, like stuff like that. It's not dumber than that. Throwing cash at somebody else. Why would you throw cash at someone to make fun of them? You realize that now your pocket is lighter and their pocket is heavier.
I just love that Bruce Pearl was so petty with this in his quote. We've self-reported. We've turned all that money over to compliance.
My gosh.
I mean, come on, Bruce. I respect it to a certain extent, but it's also ridiculous.
I love that Bruce gave the money back, but basically, the point is, some Florida fan out there is like $6 left. Like, they were trying to go get food afterwards, and they're like, oh, I don't have any cash.
Oh, shouldn't have thrown money at those guys.
I don't
guys.
Have any cash. Idiot.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Dumbest fan base in America throwing actual money at college students. Give me a break. To make fun of them. Give me a break on that.
All right, our second note, and this one I think is even funnier, Kwok. You remember Jalen Ramsey?
I do.
And actually, he's still quite relevant.
He is quite relevant and very
quite
good.
Relevant. But remember his days at Florida State, very high-profile defensive back, went on to have a great NFL career. Obviously, did a lot of great things as a Knoll. Well, we know Jimbo Fisher is now at A&M. And one of Jimbo Fisher's assistants, the current A&M tight ends coach and former FSU assistant, Tim Brewster, tweeted out a graphic featuring 8 different defensive backs that have played for Jimbo Fisher. And it says, Fisher's defensive backs... 189 total NFL starts, 8.4 million average player earnings. And it lists these guys. And one of them, of course, is Jalen Ramsey. And he responded to Tim Brewster and said, Tim Brewster's caption with that graphic was, DB alert, nothing but real, hashtag facts. Come get some truth. exclamation point, which, okay.
There's a lot going on and with then, that. That's really intense and aggressive.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Coach Brewster. And then Jalen Ramsey responded, he didn't teach me not one DB technique. Hashtag come get some real truth. Hashtag go Knowles. Whew.
Yikes.
Things are getting fiery.
He also responded to Brewster. He's like, Coach Brew, I got number love for you.
This is what he also responded. Like, no, I have nothing but respect for you, Coach Brew, but don't use me on a poster for a school I didn't go to, for a coach who didn't teach me how to be a defensive back.
Boom.
Boom.
So you're telling me, Kelly, that a player at a coach's former school didn't like that his likeness was being used to try to recruit people
to a different school?
To a different school?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Do we know other coaches who have done this?
We've seen this before.
This seems like something we've seen before, like somewhere. Who was it that used what he did at another school to help try to recruit to his current? Oh, I remember. It was Muschamp. I do remember now. Something about these coaches from Florida trying to piggyback off of what they did before. Although, let's be clear. Jimbo Fisher's Florida State tenure, way more defensible than the Will Muschamp disaster at Florida.
Totally agree. But also, we know what Jimbo Fisher is known for.
Mm-hmm.
And we know the kind of... Let's say the side of the ball that he really helps, right? And that's the offensive side of the ball. To
True.
Take all that credit for all those defensive backs of Florida State and to take the credit while wearing an A&M polo on the graphic, that's ridiculous.
I mean, isn't that...
That's
isn't
a little ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Can I read you a couple of the great Bruce Pearl texts that we just got?
Yes.
From the 864, you would think Bruce would be used to people throwing money at his players. Give that man a rim shot!
Nothing out of the ordinary
that's
there.
That's what I'm talking about. Boom!